Hey,
Hello. Hello. And welcome to another wonderful week. It's SW Podcast Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, February 16th. We are super excited to be here with you all today. Thank y'all so much for joining. Whenever you tune in, I want y'all to make sure y'all drop them comments. I want y'all to make sure y'all say hello. I want y'all to make sure y'all express y'all gratitude for just having another day. So thank you and welcome to SW Podcast Wednesday. What's going on, Queen?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Look, we're almost at the end of February.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have one more Wednesday to go, y'all. So that means we have one more week.
Literally. Because
I mean, this month has went by. It's a short month as it is, but January came, February came, and now it's been a
March.
Hiking season, baby. Queen Shell birthday, y'all. Pisces.
It's coming up. It's definitely coming up.
Pisces.
But it's going to be, and Pisces season is going to be a good season. It always is every year. I think that everybody who celebrates a birthday and celebrate their time during their season always think their season is the best. So, you know, we that's fine. And that's fine. That's how it's supposed to be. Because in your month is going to be like the season is going to be a beautiful season.
Yes.
You enjoy your season, embrace it, grow, sow, do all the things you need to do to make your time better. Because it doesn't matter whose season is better. It matters what happens in that season. That's what's important. So people, we have to remember that instead of being in so much competition with each other.
And it's more to just your sign, because you got to know what sign you was birthed in. Because see, we're leaving up out of this Leo moon and going into the next one. So it's a lot. We was just having this conversation, me and my little cousins, over the weekend about the zodiac signs and the different stuff that make you who you are. Because you got to factor in your parents' side, what you didn't learn from them. It's a lot. And, you know, the Christian folks think it's something wrong with it. But if they really study, you will find out that it's all connected.
Christians think something wrong with everything.
Yeah, but see, that's why they're Christians and not believers.
You know, they're going to find a reason to have something to be distraught about. But because that's just religion in general. If it don't fit the bill of what you got, what they want to be, then, you know, that's what it is.
What are you? But, I'm a believer.
But I really just wanted y'all to know that we are happy to always be in the building, enjoying y'all, having the time to be with our audience and our listeners, and just be able to express our concerns and our realness with each other. Because one thing about SW Podcast, it's about being real. What we do here is give you guys the content that fits the bill of what's happening with Black women in the culture, or Black culture in general.
Yes.
So with that, it's going to be a lot of dialogue that either agree with, that you may not agree with, that you're either learning, that you're either you go fact check it. You know, it's things. If regardless of what it is, we get to know that this show gives some type of impact to whoever's listening. So thank y'all for always tuning in and giving us your attention, even if it's for a few minutes. At least when you walk away from the episode, you feel you took away something with it, you know? So welcome. We're going to jump into the quote of the day. It's a quick one and it's a good one, but it's straight to the point. And that's because this conversation is really straight to the point. We got a lot to discuss within this time frame. And we normally run the show for an hour. It depends on how good the discussion is. Sometimes it goes over a little bit. But we normally try to keep it in that time frame, because we'll get on here and have like the first 15, 20 minutes of the show discussing the quote, you know, life, different things mm-hmm. of that nature, which kind of will take away from a little bit of the discussion time, you know, something that I'm doing right now. but it gives you insight. It lets you have the opportunity because we get comments. So sometimes, you know, we got to respond to the comments. We have to respond to each other and give each other the opportunity to speak what it is that we need to say and what it is that's on our minds and stuff. So just thank y'all. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. So the quote of the day is, courtship is ongoing and it is never going to end. Corey Wayne.
Courtship is ongoing and it is never going to end.
What you think about that, Queen?
Well, facts. It ain't. You know, it's not. It's been going on this long, so why would it ever end? You're going to be courting somebody. Now, it ain't like it used to be, because I think every generation changes. Every generation do changes, and so that changes along with the generation, because I can remember us having a conversation before and you was like, people don't court people no more. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm. I put the video up today, you know, leading it. You know how I always do the video on the page, mm-hmm. on the Instagram page, to give people a little bit of dialogue of what the show's going to be about that day. And I put the video up and I got some feedback. You know, people were inboxing me or commenting, and they were before texting. And like, what is this courtship thing? What is this such a big deal thing? And why is this still so important in this day and age? And it's important because a lot of people are dating to marry. A lot of people are looking for a lifetime partner. So in order to get to some of that you're seeking in the person who you're seeking it with, you have to get on an emotional level with your partner. And dating is, there's a big, huge difference in between what dating and courting is. So that's why it's so important. You can't like get into that person and learn this person without actually courting them.
Yeah. That's the fun part. That's the beginning.
It's fun.
Yeah, that's the get to know me stage, get to know you stage. Still having fun. We ain't saying that we together, but we getting to know each other.
And in that, we're going on a date. And with that, that's what you're eventually doing, because within court, there are four stages of dating in relationships. Once you get, because courting starts first when you're with someone. So before you start saying like, this is my person, you learning. You have the initial meeting and the attraction for one another. Then you have the curiosity, the interest, the infatuation. You go through these stages. That's when you're actually courting. But when you just date, y'all just finna go. Y'all gonna go out. Y'all may talk every now and again, but most part is more intimate.
Yeah,
it's an intimate thing. And it's intimate like on a physical level, but whereas courting is, it's an intimate, but you're learning an emotional intimates about each other. You're learning you will get to some physical intimates, but you're just not rushing it. You don't put a time limit on it. You're not doing any of that, but you're just
gonna let it happen naturally.
Exactly. It's going to be a natural interaction with that. And naturally, if you infatuated with somebody, you're gonna start liking them far beyond just emotional. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have some physical interest in them, but you still have to go through the process. We're forgetting there's a process. That's my point. I think a lot of times we're forgetting that.
They said they got time, Queen. They trying to skip over the process. They said they ain't got time for the process.
But and then that's why a lot of relationships
they ready to get
working.
Their business and go ahead and do what they got to do. If this the one, if he ain't, if she ain't, let's move on to the next one. But you ain't gave it a chance
to see.
You ain't gave it a chance.
You haven't even had the opportunity.
If y'all got a lot in common, and get along well is something there. And the chemistry good is something there. Because you don't have chemistry. You don't have good chemistry with everybody.
You do not.
At all.
And to be perfectly honest, it's hard for me to understand how people can have a really good sexual chemistry with somebody if you don't have a good level-headed physical. I mean, like an emotional intimacy with someone. Like, I think the friendship level even is being skipped.
Yeah.
In dating, like, you go out. And I mean, before we going basically into the conversation, but before we go directly into it, let me say this. Everybody is not looking for a long-term relationship. Some people are just looking for dating. Some people are looking for the one-night stand opportunities. So it is out there.
Yeah.
Just a fun time. It is out there. You're going to see that the opportunity is out there because it's just as many women are into that as much as men are. Mm-hmm. So it's not just
women now.
Right. It's not just a one-sided situation. So when you're out and you're doing your dating thing, you're doing your courting thing or what have you, and you see so say for instance, you're going out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
You think that it's just going to be a date, but you end up actually wanting to see this person again, and then you see them again, and then you want to see them again, and now it becomes something you're interested. It's beyond the date.
You're starting to get invested.
You're exactly because the more in this day and age, the more money you spend on people, and the more time you spend with people, you are investing into mm-hmm. them. You're doing exactly that. So going into talking about the initial steps, we started with the initial meeting and the attraction. And then we go into the curiosity, interest, and infatuation. And then we have the enlightenment and becoming a couple.
Okay.
So, and after that, you got commitment and engagement. Now, that's for the people who are going from the courting stage and they're looking for something deeper. For the people who are dating, we're going to stop right at, I'm going out. We go out a few times, but it's more of a physical thing.
Yeah. Somebody that I can just spend my time with till I see the one that I really want. And that one really feeling me. So I just date you for, you just my little side date for right now.
Right.
To my real, real come.
So now, but the thing about that is how long can people just go where they're just straight physical with each other and there's no emotional connection? Like how long, I need y'all to comment and respond to that. How long can you physically have sex with someone where there's no connection on an emotional level? None whatsoever.
I don't know how they're able to do that. Cause see, I'm a Capricorn and we fall in love quick.
And y'all get a little possessive about y'all.
Yes, real possessive. I don't like to share. Believe it. Know it. If I'm yours, I'm yours. Want to be just yours. If you mine, you need to be just mine. I ain't got time. Cause see, I know what I bring to the table, baby. I'm a gift. But at some point in their situation, somebody gonna catch feelings, if not both. Somebody gonna catch feelings. It may be him, it may be her.
And you know when feelings are starting to get involved because now I'm worried about why you ain't answering your phone. I'm asking where you are. I'm asking, can I see you more this week versus just those days that we used to linking up? You know what I'm saying? It becomes a little bit more of an interactive situation now. I want to be around you.
More.
But I'm still not telling you that I want it to be something further. So we still got to look at that as just dating.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a one-sided, if it's just one-sided and only one person is showing those emotions or is feeling, well, because both of y'all could be feeling that way, but because y'all have determined that y'all just going to be sleeping together and hanging out, y'all don't want to display y'all feelings. So you guys are losing out on an opportunity that may be there for you that can actually lead you further. But yeah. Because nobody has any initial, because things change, but the initial concept wasn't to court or link to something further. Initial concept was to, we're going to hang out, we're going to hook up, and that's that.
Yeah.
I may pay a bill every now and then. But no.
But you calling me and telling me all your problems and situations like I'm your confidant. Like you confiding me by everything. Like
so
I'm your
then
girl.
You're crossing the lines yeah, of dating
like
and courtship.
I'm your girl and all of that. It's crazy out here.
So at what point, again, to our listening audience, at what point do you know when you need to either separate from dealing with that person because you catch him feelings, or do you decide that I want to say something to them, or do you just keep it on a platonic level and you just dating? Are you just keeping it platonic? I want to hear from y'all. Y'all let me know. We're going to go on to the next
now,
portion.
Now with me, I'm going to tell you because that's just who I am. If I like it, I'm feeling it, and we was just whatever. I'm going to tell you, look, I'm feeling you. The vibe with us, like, it's genuine. Like, I want to spend more time with you. I want to see, can we go to this next level? I'm going to tell you. That's just who I am.
You're going to be direct about it. You're going to be straight up front.
I'm going to be direct about it. Because then that let me know how you feel, and then if I need to continue to deal with you, or I need to go ahead and move on, because see, I ain't got time to be wasting with you, and this all you want to do, because now I'm feeling some other type of way, and I want to see where things can go. But you want to just still do it. So thank you.
Because if they remind you of the initial situation, we decided that we were just going to be this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, E? We decided we're going to be this, and this. So if that's what we decided, why are you catching feelings? But that's an initial consultation thing. That's as I said, over time, things are going to change. If this is the only person that you're having sex with, that's why dating is very, very difficult, because think about it this way. Think about this. Dating is one of the hardest things when you're talking about having the opportunity to date, to be with other people, because now you're saying that I'm okay with your being with you being physical with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, E.
Thanks, E. Appreciate it.
Thank you, bro. So that's what's happening. We're yeah. And that's the dating pool now. It's a cesspool. The dating pool is completely like, now we're not in a relationship. So you can, I'm okay. You basically telling these people that I'm okay with you seeing other people and dating other people, because we're not building toward anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's when you have to worry about like STDs. You got to worry about crazy other people
coming knocking on your door,
like
doing stupid stuff, people harassing you on social media, because I didn't even realize people be looking at who all be liking people that they be talking to stuff.
It's crazy, like, out here.
Look, my 20-year-old nephew girlfriend see my IG page. You know my IG page is the topless picture.
Yes.
And yes. See me liking stuff and ask my nephew, who is this girl here that keeps liking your stuff that's with this topless picture? He was like, that's my auntie.
And your auntie on there naked.
Like, she was like,
that's why she didn't think that was you.
But she don't know me. Because
she
didn't see me.
She wouldn't have probably thought that was you anyway, because of the picture. She probably wouldn't even thought that. She just looking at the fact that you, a woman holding your boobs, constantly liking her boyfriend picture.
But she was like, oh, but she was like, oh, that's your auntie that comes down that da da da. He was like, yeah, that's my auntie. When he told me, I bust out laughing. It was
that's so hilarious. Funny. Anyway,
I was like, oh, I was like, nephew, for real. He was like, yeah. Then he asking me, who is this that's liking your stuff? I don't know. He was like, because that's my auntie. You wouldn't know who she is.
They counting. They looking at likes. They like and they going back girl. Looking at other pictures. They watching comments. Things get real heated when you're talking about these social media relationships. So
that what they is. That so what the
difference.
Is.
The differences between courting and dating. So this is such an illustrious conversation or topic for me. Because all I see when I hear the word dating, because I don't have to reprocess this.
Yeah. What is in my eye?
I was saying, you got it?
I hope so.
I was saying, like, every time we were having conversations, it was like, Shelby, are you have you opened up the options to date? I'm like, yeah, I've opened up the options to date, but no, I'm not. Because there is a physical difference, complete difference between dating and courting. Courting is, it's simply put, the time before a relationship starts with the couple, when the couple gets to know one another with little or no intimacy. That's what the derivative of it is. However, dating, when I put up the post today about dating, and I said, you know, I'm telling what the difference is, and they was like, somebody was like, oh, so dating just fucking, and I was like, kind of, but you go out to eat.
You make him dinner, he make you dinner, whichever one. But I guess it's how you want to look at dating. Like, because everybody's definition of dating may be different.
Right.
And everybody's definition of courting may be different as well. But, yeah.
You say yo. But if we're looking at, if you're doing, because how you do things is exactly, it's going to turn out to be exactly how you want it to be, because your relationship and your standard of what you're doing is between you and that person. However, he said, I don't miss dating, courting or whatever. I'm Gucci with my black wedding band. I know that's right, E.
Come on, E, that part.
I know that's right.
All day long, E, all day long.
And then Siobhan says, is it possible to court someone you're dating? It definitely is. It definitely is, Siobhan. That's a very good question. Because for one, most times courting leads to dating. So if especially like we were just talking about that a little bit, like we're not going with the initial concept anymore. When you step into, okay, yes, we just doing this from the beginning, it's platonically, we might meet up every now and again. We're going to and we're going to go our separate ways. But over time, if y'all talking on the phone, y'all hanging out.
You text me early in the morning. Good morning, boo.
It's throughout the day. We checking on each other.
Man, that's date. Y'all date.
At this point, now y'all starting to date because you're spending time together. You're taking each other's time. You're investing in this person. So dating does lead to courting in some aspects. And it just depends on the level of where you two people are together. So it's going to depend on the people. So for the
did I court my husband? Girl, nah.
Y'all was just dating.
Child, look. I met him one month and look, we was living together probably about a month or two later. Like it was quick, but we broke up before we got married, and we had broke up for a while because I said to myself, man, I went to another relationship quicker than I should have. I should have sat back and just enjoyed my some life.
Free time.
Some yeah. free time because I went from my kid's dad to him.
Yeah.
And I should have yeah. just sat back and enjoyed myself. So I had to be like, man, I ain't got time to be dealing with you. I got other things to do. And was thinking, as I always said, thinking that it was somebody else better. Thinking that was somebody else better out there. Found out that it wasn't. The grass wasn't green on the other side. I had the best at the beginning. So, you know, so it was quick for us. But when I went, when I took that break, I was able to regroup what I really want and really figure out, okay, this man is really, well, it was already in my spirit that he was from the beginning. I had already mm-hmm. said, man, this man is my husband. I mean, from the very beginning when I met him and started talking to him, because when I talked to him on the phone, it was like I didn't know him all my life because he was just that easy to talk to. Then it don't make it no better that he a Virgo and Capricorn, baby. They met so well. It was like a perfect relationship. So it was just like, but I knew I needed to give myself that time to get to know Candace and like I said, and it wasn't nothing wrong with me. To be honest, I ain't even dated. I probably dated one person. We didn't broke up twice. The first time I dated one person, horrible. The second time, I got to know who Candace was. And that's when I started changing.
You took the opportunity to want to see where it is in you too as well, because sometimes you need that. We got another comment that says corporate business. I need you to break that down. What that means. Y'all don't break that down, Jason.
Because I get that with Jason Corbett.
Now, people over the years, people have gotten the mix up and messing up the concept of what dating and courting is. I think that we have lost the concept of courting because people don't think, people have kind of just replaced it with the word dating in general.
Yes, indeed. Virgos,
oh, here we go. We just talked about the sign, how everybody think they signed the best, and here goes Siobhan. And we didn't know when their Virgo season, but y'all
got long time.
Y'all some wonderful people, though. I love me some Virgos. So, but this is why, with the concept being lost, that's a lot of the reason why the vast majority of the present generation individuals suffer from heartbreaks and are unable to cope with depression after a breakup, because people don't know the difference between courting and dating. Somebody can literally be just dating you, and you think just because y'all spending time together, they courting you. There's a mix up. That's why communication and communication and comprehension is key. Those conversations have to be had, because if you take just y'all hanging out, going out to eat, and y'all having sex as y'all in a relationship, or he's courting you without there being a serious conversation, then you are sadly mistaken.
And you send yourself up for failure.
Which is why people are unable to cope and they're dealing with so much depression.
You better go talk to your grandma about how she was courted.
So, and the only reason why I'm going to skip over that is because a lot of our grandparents weren't courted. They just was 14, 15, 16. Some, but a lot of them really got courted.
Yeah, got a lot married. Of them. A lot of them got married at early age.
Yes, a lot of them did. So, in the modern day courtship culture, except there's a stage of romantic relationship where the couples meet socially to see each other. They stand out. They hang out. They go out. And what would we consider? Okay, just say for instance, this is big in the Black culture. I meet his mama.
Girl, that don't mean nothing. Meeting somebody, mama, parents now, I won't say it don't mean nothing, but to some people it do. But some people it really don't, because, baby, I'll let you meet one either and be, oh, this my friend. Just like if you was my homegirl, me, my mama. And look, and I might want you to meet my parents anyway, because see, they might see something that I don't see.
So everybody meeting parent thing ain't, it's not the same. Like sometimes somebody might introduce you to their parent for safety and security measures to see if you really even fit the bill on whether or not they should even keep dating you. Sometimes you meet the parents because they like you. They really do. They genuinely care about you. Sometimes you and 12 other people that met the parents within that year. So
one of my cousins got married, her husband. And I told her, I said, girl, this, you know that your husband knew that you was the one because he never took another woman to his mama house. She was the first woman that his mom ever met. And that's who he ended up marrying 6 months later.
See, a lot of people don't do the parent mean thing. Yeah. My brothers don't bring people to my to meet my mama unless it's something serious. So she and they be and serious for them is you've been around me for a year or so. Yeah. Now we can go meet my mama.
But sometimes you may want to bring that chick around your mama and your sisters. Because they can see some stuff that you won't see because you all intertwine.
But that's the thing though, it's not for nobody else to see. Your relationship, a lot of times you take it, it's gonna be sometimes it's good information from your people, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes they just don't want to see you with nobody. Sometimes they'll find the smallest thing wrong with somebody and make it the biggest thing. And like just because they don't fit what a person fit, but if you're dealing with genuine people in your family, you know who to bring your people around. You know who to bring your people around. You're not just gonna bring them around the wrong crowd. You know who's going to accept them for who they are and no judgment and all of that. It'll just be pure embracing you and welcoming you into the circle type of thing. So Queen, in that second step. Curiosity, interest, and infatuation. Where what? Because to me, there's no time frame on it. You said you and your husband started dating, and y'all moved rather quickly. I know several people who have done that and they've been in 20-year relationships. They still together right
that
now.
90-day rule, master, please.
So with that being said, curiosity, interest, and infatuation. There's no, with that being the second level of knowing that you really care about somebody, there's a time in that process where you're starting to develop these feelings for someone that maybe y'all may now want to become intimate. Do you think that people are rushing into that now, or do you think that there's just not no time limit on that?
I think it ain't no time limit. I think people want what they want. And if that, look, one thing I know about a woman, we see something, baby, from 5 minutes. Oh, that nigga there can get it. Trust me. He can get it. And that might be all. And I see it a lot now having conversations with women. Some, it's like the road and switch. Women just like, you know, women so empowered now and so about what they grind and what they want and how they live in their life, that they like, oh yeah, he can get it, he get it, and they going on about their business, and he may be the one calling trying to figure out, well, what happened? Like, I thought we had some, but I think it really depends on the person and what they at and they like.
I think so too. So you gotta figure, and that's something you gotta learn in the process of you meeting that person. Those first one or two conversations gonna kind of let you know a little bit, it give you a little bit of a keen concept of what you're dealing with. We got a comment.
And you gotta get me with this.
Yeah,
you got your.
But it's always been like that for me. Like I know. I mean, I wouldn't say that like. I bet everybody be the most smart. You got to be the most intelligent person.
You got to be able to
if you can't keep my mind flowing and growing, I can't fuck with you.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to.
Because I know I'm going to be doing that for you.
Yeah. Most definitely.
We have a comment. It says, courtship should lead to both parties complement each other in a non-physical manner, like your goals and accomplishments, your drive with ethics and speaking life into you. I like that. That's very good. I like that. That's a great example.
And that's the example.
That's a great example on what courtship should definitely lead to, because you're not that, and that's courtship. Like she said, that's courtship. Now that's courting. even but I'm gonna say that's why I say we get things really confused, because even in dating, you're complimenting people, you're giving them you're helping them in some type of sustainability. It ain't too many people out here just dating and ain't nothing coming of it. Like, I don't understand. That's why I feel like a lot of people get it real twisted, because you're starting to do like relationship shit while you dating. And then now in 2 months, it's like, oh, but we weren't together though.
And they be mad just like that too. But we weren't together though.
For real, like.
So what you get mad for? Because we weren't together though.
But what does that mean? If you coming over and you know you helping out, she helping you out, you whatever going on with your, like, y'all grow, y'all actually helping each other grow, but y'all haven't put a title on it. Hey, Pinky.
Hey,
y'all haven't
color.
Put a title on it. So, but then now y'all have either one, somebody else may have ran into somebody else that they may like. And now the other party is left out feeling like, damn, I thought we had some, but did y'all?
Yeah, or that other party just got scared of
commitment.
That
they were starting to like you too much.
And like you. I mean, like you.
Like you, but scared of that commitment.
They don't want that commitment, and they still want to live that free, especially if they somebody that then been married before and been divorced for 5-6 years or so or more. They stuck in their own way, so they ain't trying to change that. They ain't trying to be calling you every time they step out of the house and go somewhere and be checking in and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's man, look here.
I don't feel like that though. I said, but different people.
I know.
And I said in the beginning, I made the comment like that. I was like, you know, I don't think I'm gonna be married no more. Like, I don't see.
Oh yeah, I remember
doing all that.
And I was like,
yeah, you kept telling me that. And
like, marriage material. Like, what you talking about?
But I was even that. I was like, I don't think I want to do a relationship for a while. But I'm not. I'm not a material girl. I'm not a dating girl. I can't just be out here. Like, I that's not my lifestyle. So I just sit still before
and
I just
see,
be out here.
That's what I knew when I went through the process and me and T had them broke up. That one person was actually younger than me. I ain't had no business being dealing with him anyway. Mm-hmm. But I knew that this dating stuff for 2 years and not talking to nobody and people all in my inbox, I was just like, man, this ain't for me. All that trying to get to know people over and know your man, I ain't got time for that.
That's why I said, like, for one, I had to reword what dating was. Once I realized that dating is a bunch of mumbo jumbo, and that's what people look at it as, and that's that. I don't want that term will not be used by me anymore. Like, unless that's what I'm just out here doing.
Yeah.
But because I know me personally, I can't just do that.
Yeah.
I just can't freeball through life.
I don't see it. Well, salute to the ones that is.
And yeah, because there's no problem with them.
You gotta do
what makes you happy. You gotta do what makes, because everybody may not be in that place to carry on anything beyond a couple months or a couple weeks or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody just may not be in that place. So physical intimacy is a very common in a modern day dating culture. In fact, most couples in dating scene will have sex within the first few encounters.
Baby, I ain't even gonna tell y'all.
The first few encounters. We've all had those. We've all had that.
Man, look. That's why I say that 90-day rule, man. Man, look, child, look, I'm too grown to be talking about some 90 days. If I'm ready to give it to him, I'm going to give it to him. That's just what it is. That's just what it is.
That's what it is, though.
That's what it is. Like, 90, man, please, I ain't got time for all that.
How many people believe in the 90-day rule? Out of our people that's
a lot of them.
Do y'all believe in that? Do y'all believe in the 90-day rule? In dating? In courting? Is there people who actually feel like the 90-day rule is successful?
Child, mine was less than 90 days.
Mine was less than 30 days.
Look, mine was too quick.
So I'm not.
I mean, we're going to say maybe 2 weeks. So
I know it was less than 30 days. I don't remember exactly how long it was, but I do know it was less than 30 days.
And I've been married now for what? 2015, 6 years? Going on 7. So baby, look, hey.
I just don't believe that your intimacy level will have a date on it.
It don't.
And no, that's right. We both wrong. I don't think there's a date. I don't think there's a time frame. I don't think any of that matters when you're involved with someone. That's why dating is something that people don't have a problem. When you dating, they don't have a problem with being intimate because that's what the goal is. The overall goal is intimacy. So why should we care if we lean toward a relationship if we fucking in 3 weeks or a month or 3 months? Like, why is there a time frame on it? Or 3 days, you know, it happens. So why is there a time frame? Why should it be a limited amount of time when you courting or date? I think with dating, you're going to do it faster because that's the hit. That's the goal.
Yeah.
I just think with courting, sometimes people kind of like end up taking their time a little bit more. But it is going to lead to that. Like, y'all might leave out the movies one night and it's three. We on week 3 and we riding down the street and boom.
Child, let's get to the house. Can we get there quicker? Let's take the shortcut. Depends on what theater you're coming from. If you're coming from the what is it? The Cinemax over here. Let's just go through the park and get to my house. It's all on you. Look, it's all on you, baby. And don't be worried about what nobody else thinks.
It can't happen fast enough. Sometimes it can't happen fast enough. But then. A lot of times, too, people be real, real nervous to make the first move. Or if I do it, is she going to feel a certain type of way? Because she feel like I'm trying her child. Listen, most of the time, there is a connection. There's some type of chemistry that has already been leading up to it, building up.
And if you've been on that phone just talking and communicating throughout the day, throughout the night for weeks, days at a time, baby, it's already there.
It's already
there. Because every time that person texts you, you in that goddamn phone, baby. What? We all live this life at some point in our life. You say you haven't, you a effing lie.
Yeah.
We all live that. And you know what? And it ain't nothing wrong with it because, baby, trust me, it's exciting at first. Yes, the excitement and the thrill of it. Like, it's... Hey, come on.
But let me say, normally, if it's not good chemistry, y'all ain't talking on the phone past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you can pick up the vibe. Like, if you can't converse with that person, but then, even after the 2 weeks, if it ain't good, oh.
And you know what was really... That really gets me now. Everybody with this talking about they don't talk on the phone. Well, baby, if you are 80s baby and
I don't talk on the phone.
What?
Well, then you can't talk to me. And I don't believe in all that texting.
Mm-mm. You text me good morning, how you doing? But if you gotta text me a paragraph, baby, you need to call.
And because I'm not about to read all that.
I'm real
flip mouth when it comes to text. Don't hit me up with all that text. If it's something you need to say, call me. Especially if you about to be using cryptic ass language in the text. Because I got to try to decipher what you're talking about. And just don't do that. Just call me because I need to speak. I need to hear And but that's why
I don't know all them text acronyms and stuff that they be texting. I have to ask my chairman.
But I'm gonna be honest, I don't have to deal with that though. I don't have to deal with none of that because I talk to grown men when I talk to people. Now, if I find that's why I said within the first 2 weeks, I'm gonna know whether or not I'm gonna continue to talk to you because baby, and grown men don't type cryptic text messages. They don't do that. And
the whole word, all the syllables.
Every damn syllable. Every damn syllable. That shit turned me on. I be sitting there like,
oh, he know how to spell.
He can spell. He got all his teeth.
You and my sister Mahogany, but I forgot both of y'all Pisces birthday on the same day. She always say that best, man.
That shit, hey, that peace, that shit make me feel good. I like to know that I can hold your attention with conversation and you can hold mine with conversation. It made me be looking at the phone like, damn, what? He didn't text me back yet. Shit.
All that
conversation
don't
be
that
so
quick,
good.
Man, bump that. I ain't got time for them games. Yeah, about, don't take no, don't take
that.
Quick.
That.
Man, please look here.
I seen somebody put up a message, a post, and said, anybody who 40 and above ain't got time to be talking about they don't do one night stands. Y'all ain't got enough time left. What? First of all, let me correct you.
What?
Because I thought that was hilarious. But the reason why I think they said that is because they feel like a lot of us, we just out here just living. These years passing by fast. So let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, these years are flying by. Once you hit 25 and 30, boom. So I understand why they were saying it in a joking manner. So you can't, like, you know, they was, but it had some truth to it, but it also had some questions. It had substance and it also had question, because the question is, the substance is, yes, true indeed, time is moving fast.
Yeah.
And a lot of us are trying to be too choosy about a lot of different things that don't matter. That's why we are alone.
That's
so
true.
That did have some substance to it. But then on the other hand, a one night stand don't mean it's going to be a real relationship though. Like, just because you saying we older, we should just go for it because we want to do it, that's not the way it always is though. Like,
yeah,
seriously, you can't just decide. Like, I don't care if I, yes, like Queen said earlier, within the first 5 minutes, I know if I'm gonna fuck you or not. True indeed, I know that, but that don't mean I'm finna do it within the first 5 minutes.
No,
I still, because what I see in me and what I feel about me is that y'all go, like, if I feel like I can't, I can't say that. So I'm not gonna say that. But what I'm gonna say is this: I hold myself and my goodies to a standard.
Oh yes,
so
most definitely.
With that, I cannot just, everybody ain't willing, everybody ain't worthy. So if I need more than that first encounter to see that you're worthy, I'm going to do more than that first encounter. If I need to see you first, talk on the phone with you for a couple of days, feel you out, get some understanding of where your head at, where your mindset is, like what you got going on. And I'm going to check on you. I'm going to talk to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'm going to holler at you on Sunday and Saturday. Because on some of them days, I need to hear at least 5 consecutive days where you either at your business or you at a job.
That part.
And I'm hearing about, that's why to me, I don't get, and what I'm going to say it, I don't just get wet that just because you fine. Your conversation do that for me. What you got going on. Like, if you tell me in the middle of the day that you over here building a bridge, baby, I might come up, meet you on the bridge.
Because you're doing something productive.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's things, mm-hmm. It's other things. It's a common interest. We are digging each other to the point of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just I can't just be fucking on you though. You ain't finna just be fucking on me because you don't deserve that.
Got to have something going on for yourself. So.
That's why I said I had to change the. You say, "Ooh, this grown woman talk for me." I'm telling you, for real. Because see, think about that. Like, I as you get older, I think, and this is, we're young. You know, we hot in the ass. We do a couple things we shouldn't be doing. Okay, but as you get older. But I can't even say that because I've been in a relationship. I've been in relationships pretty much a lot of my life. So, and I'm to my long-term relationship.
Like, so.
You know, I done had a little free time to where I can do a couple things I want to do, but I ain't never been able to have no free. Like right now, I'm in a 2-year no relationship.
Yeah.
19 to 20 to 21. Shit, almost 3 years. See what I'm saying? These years passing by, queen. That's what I'm telling. I ain't for this. I ain't for this now. I ain't for this.
That part. Because you used to being in a relationship.
Yeah, but I ain't rushing it either. But I'm not. But I am. It's icky, you know.
Yeah.
But but seriously, we mentioned earlier, queen. Like I cannot just be aroused. Like dating, I can't just be aroused just because you say I'm fine and pretty. Like, and we child, go out to eat that, and you pay
look,
for dinner.
I already know that about myself. I don't need you to tell me that. I already know that. I tell my own self that, so I don't need you to tell me that. Thank you for the compliment.
I'm building businesses. I got business shit going on regularly in my life. So when I have free time to hang out, yes, I don't want to discuss business at all times, but I want to know that you got some fucking business going on that to where I'm not just the one that's discussing what I got going on. I'm not the one that just talking about what's benefit me in my life. I need to know that you got goals, you got dreams, you following them, you following
and what
through.
What can I do to help you if I and need what can, to? What you can do to help
but
me?
That's in the courting, and that's what lead into the dating. We can't just, a lot of times, if a person ain't talking to you about growth, moving on in life and growing in life, they just want to date you.
Yeah. Well, happy I got who I got. From the first conversation that we actually had on the phone, that's what he asked, what you do? When I told him, he was like, oh, well, you don't know why I didn't met you. You don't know if I met you to motivate you to get you to the next level. Baby, that part.
That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
That's what you want to hear. You never want to just hear. Where you at? Let me come link up with you. Like I got really upset one night this was somebody who I thought like was my friend.
Yeah.
And me and Siobhan had just got from the Black Party. Mm-hmm. And we went to the Black Party, then we went to Waffle House to eat, and we came from Waffle House.
We hung out.
So we left Waffle House and she dropped me off. And I came on inside, you know, undressed and get ready to take my shower and everything. And I get a text and somebody said, "What you doing?" And I don't even, okay. Now let me say something.
My face like-
let me just say this though, because it's not the "what you doing" text. You know what motherfucking time it is? We ain't dating. We ain't courting. We ain't nothing.
But what you doing?
And when I got that text, baby, we ain't friends no more. Totally disgusted, E.
That
like,
part,
lost all respect for this nigga.
All of it.
Because at 3 o'clock in the morning, baby, you ain't got no respect for me. You text me at 3 and o'clock in the morning.
Me.
And you...
You tried me.
The death and the destruction that came across my face. Like, and that's why I'm saying, I don't say the things that I really want to say to you.
You tried
out of anger because I cut you with my words. So instead of just saying anything, I'm just going to ignore the text. And then when I have the decency in the words that's going to come out normal without me cutting you, I text you and say something to you now and let you know what the fuck you did because you tried me.
Because you tried
don't,
me.
Don't
you
even hit me up no more. We
ain't,
don't even hit me up no more. Never, ever, and not by business, not by a resume, not by a goddamn thing.
Nothing.
Because that is the most disgusting thing. Not because see, to me, like, and this is why I felt this is why I felt so disgusted, is because me and you done sat on the phone and talked about females that you do like this, and you text me, and I'm your friend, and you.
Now we got a problem.
So we ain't got no problem.
We ain't friends no more.
We just ain't got nothing else to say to each other ever again in history. I mean, I'm not nasty. If you speak to me and I speak back, but there's never anything beyond that, because I know what I've never showed you that I'm that type of woman. I've never gave you the knowledge or the notion to even try me in that type of manner. You ain't had no business even thinking that was okay. I don't care how good I look, and I know I look good.
Appreciate it.
So people get things twisted. That's why you got to communicate. People will twist shit up in their own mind just because you are there for them. You give them a shoulder. If you don't keep, and I was like,
wow. Queen, what'd you say? You looking real crazy. Like, did he just do this? Did this nigga just text me at this time of the morning? Okay, because grandma said at this time of the morning, it ain't nothing but open legs to be fair.
And we all know that.
That's what grandma said.
And I just said to you the type of things that turn me on. So you think of what you doing text at 3 o'clock in the morning for me, like,
child, please. You done tried the system all the way around.
He say, man, thought he was Drake with that drunk text.
That part.
I mean, true. People, that's that, but that happens even in dating. That's what some of the things are there for with dating. Like, okay, y'all just both done, you are coming home from the club, he coming home from the club, and y'all might hit each other up and be like, what you doing? Because y'all dating, y'all fucking. Yeah, that's what y'all do.
That's what y'all do. Shelby, you know, There you go. No. Your mic just went out, but I can hear you now.
I know, Queen. I know my mic done. Hold on.
Somebody must call.
Somebody just called my phone. You know, my do not disturb is only on from 6:30 to 7:30. Hold on. It's only on for 6:30 to 7:30. So
don't disturb people, until I,
you know, they're gonna start back calling that phone now. But y'all, if anybody got any other comments, anything they wanted to say, can you hear me, Queen?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Anybody got anything that they wanted to say in regard to the conversation today with the courting versus dating, what you think separates the two in your life? If you got any comments to that, definitely drop them out in the comments before we get up out of here, because I wanted to hit on at least one other thing before we did leave. Okay. Because it's important for us to know, like, the differences in between the courting and the dating. So courtship is the promise to make a commitment mm-hmm. to something bigger. Dating mm-hmm. does not account for any readiness of marriage with no long-term commitment.
Wow.
Queen say, wow. courting preserves sexual contact for whenever you guys have that's something that y'all agree upon doing. Sexual intimacy is very common in modern day dating culture.
Mm-hmm.
Very common.
Well, we already know that. No matter which one you're doing, or the other one. No matter which one.
My mic was going out again. I heard it click off again. Courting cultivates a deep sense of emotional closeness between the couple, and dating is a form of courtship, but without the emotional part. So as soon as you start feeling some type of emotion, for somebody and they're not looking, and you realize that they're still not, they're still on the same beginning steps that y'all was on from the beginning, where y'all had that first conversation,
that first agreement,
and they like, we ain't on that, we ain't on that, we ain't on that, we just doing this, we just doing this. Make sure that y'all, what I was gonna say was, just make sure that after y'all done had that direct conversation, that y'all can go ahead and move on, either move to on, whether yeah. or not y'all gonna continue dating or actually make it a relationship. If it's not doing that, and you start to catch feelings for somebody and you don't want to deal with them no more because you don't caught feelings, move on.
Move on. Move on. But let them know.
Queen,
though.
Get the people your wonderful. Wait. Peach say, wait a minute. So courting is a deeper emotional wise than dating. Yes, it is, Peach.
Yes.
It is, Peach. The courting is trying to get to know a person way deeper than the surface. Dating is more so surface level.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not building. Y'all not. They may like I said in the beginning, they may like pay a bill or two every now and again, but they don't care about what's really going on in your life. They kind of just like on a day to day, we doing this, we doing that level, and that's really that. But courting gets deeper. It's an intimate. You haven't. Y'all might go on walks around Lake Yellow if you're in Tallahassee. just walks around the park in general. Y'all maybe go. You know, you're out to eat. Your dating is more now. You may not just see them Mondays or Saturdays. You may start to see them a little bit more throughout the week. You may actually start to have your sense of longing for that person get stronger.
Yeah.
And E responded and said, yes, Markeisha, you can date anyone. Courting means you see that person as a potential partner and somebody that you want to build with and have a longing and a long lasting romantic relationship with. So it's definitely a difference. And you want to know the difference before you say, this my man, this my woman type thing. What's up, Queen? What you got to say?
Man, look, just do you. Do you, be you, but be real. Be real. Be real about what you want. And you get. Be real about what you want from the very beginning. Don't just settle because you want that person. Because you can't change people. And people get into these relationships, courting, dating, whatever, and think they can change people. You can't change people, because if this is what y'all said it was going to be, that's what it's going to be. Now, if both of y'all feel that, okay, let's take this to the next level, then that's what you do. But other than that, man, I say, you know, speak up for what you want. Speak up for what you don't, what you're not going to take, and just move from there. Because that person they might not be for you. And just move on. But have fun in the process of you doing all of these things, though. Really have fun. Really, really have fun. That's all I'm saying. Enjoy it while you can. And I just pray that the right one comes for all y'all that's seen. That's all I can say.
And if you only are interested in dating, make sure that's what you do. Don't go out here looking for something deeper than that, and that's not what you want, because you find yourself in a relationship that you don't want to be in, and now you're hurting people.
Yeah,
and no problem, Peach. Clarity is always needed. Our grandparents use words differently anyway. My grandmother always said to me, though, if that man don't court you, that man don't like you. That's like she always used to say that. She's like, courting is important. If they don't court you now, I don't know. He probably just want to get inside.
And then you got to be careful, because someone be riding her courting and they really don't want you. So, you know.
So,
look.
So we again, y'all. We always appreciate y'all. We really do. Thank y'all so much for tuning in today. Thank you for dropping your comments and leaving your impressions upon what you feel courted the differences in the two are. And out while you're courting or your date, and make sure you're happy. That's the most important thing for why you're doing what you're doing. Yeah. Make sure it's something you want to do. Don't be just doing something to please another person. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you happy. Your friends, right? And he said, Candace with the T. And we, again, we always appreciate y'all. Y'all have a wonderful week. We'll catch y'all back here next Wednesday. I think I'm going to turn my Do Not Disturb on to take it until 8 o'clock just to be on the safe side. So I will have no more interruptions, because I did good for these last 3 weeks with my Do Not Disturb. But not these people still coming, girl. But nobody. We like you. We love you. And we always appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next Wednesday. We'll be at WCW next Wednesday live with the vendors too. So you make sure you tune in. We'll see y'all then. Peace.